Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Actual English Podcast. It's fair to say that a significant period of time has passed since episode number 2. However, I would like to reassure everyone that I am back and ready to release lots more content for all of you. And you, in this context, being everyone here, every learner of the English language. During my time off, I've been studying incredibly hard and sticking to a study plan that I have created for myself, which involves learning 3 languages at the same time. However, the third language, which is French, I don't spend as much time on, an hour a day, more or less. And the biggest emphasis is, of course, placed upon Polish and Russian, as these are the 2 languages that I need and require at a high level to study for my master's. That is the reason why I'm studying so hard, because I need to have a set level, a high level near C1 in both of them, B2 in Russian maybe, in order to study in Poland. And I've been studying so hard that I've even changed a habit for the better in my life. Now this habit, I'd call it a good habit. So now I'm consistently waking up early between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And this helps give me much more time in the day. And in general, I do believe that if we wake up early, it starts the day off on the right foot. This is an English expression, to start the day off on the right foot. It doesn't mean literally your right foot, but the right foot, so in the good direction, to go as you mean, to carry on, something in this style. And of course, waking up early means that before midday at 12, I've already studied for 4 or 5 hours, and I just feel a lot more productive all around. I should add that I always have my daily morning coffee to help keep me awake in the morning, and in my opinion, there's nothing better than a coffee in the morning. I usually go for an Americano and add a dash of milk. You see, us Brits, we love milk and tea, and I know that's controversial in some places, but I think milk and coffee is quite a well-known combination, so I don't think that's too controversial. But I do know that, for example, in Italy, you're not supposed to have milk in your coffee after midday. So yeah, that's a fact for you, not about the UK or Britain or English, but a fact for you nonetheless. The topic of today's podcast will be the European Football Championships, and I appreciate that many of you won't be fans of football, but don't worry, as this podcast will take a look at a more cultural side to the tournament from the point of view of me, an Englishman. Of course, after the worldwide pandemic, last summer's tournament had to be postponed to this summer's. However, it still carries the name of Euro 2020, which to me is kind of funny, kind of amusing. This year hasn't been quite the same, as usually I would go down the pub with some friends to watch the game, but due to COVID this year, you have to pre-book a table. So you have to ring up and say, I would like a table for me and 4 people at 8 o'clock. You have to do that in order to watch the game at the pub. As you can imagine, in years gone by, there would have been lots and lots of people standing up, drinking by the bar, watching the game while standing up. But due to this new rule, it means a lot less people can be watching in one pub, as everybody needs a seat at the table. So you can't all stand up and watch it like we used to do, I'm sure you guys used to do. And by the way, here in Britain, we usually say to go down the pub. Maybe to your ears, it is missing 2, and it should be to go down to the pub. And grammatically speaking, you would be right. So well done if you noticed that. But often you'll hear people miss this out and simply say, I went down the pub. So grammatically, it's not correct, but this is natural spoken English for you there. Apart from pubs, in the last few tournaments, we have seen a rise in popularity of fan parks. These are big open places which have the match on a huge projected screen. And then there are benches where everybody can sit, stand by, drink beer, maybe eat some food and watch the game. As you can imagine, if a goal is scored for England, then the place will go wild. Drinks thrown everywhere, everyone jumping, celebrating, just general total chaos. As I write this podcast, England have just beat the Czech Republic last night, and that helps confirm that we are top of the group. And tonight we will find out who we shall be playing. If it is against Germany, I don't fancy our chances too much, but you never know. One game at a time. And this leads me on to my next point, and I'm curious as to how the media portrays your country's chances in any major tournament. Here in England, in my opinion, the expectations and pressure is always too high, in the sense that every tournament the media write how we have another golden generation, another group of extremely talented players, and we should win, we're going to win. I don't disagree that we have a good squad. I agree, we have a good squad. But in reality, I think if we didn't place as much expectation and pressures on the player, they might play better. Almost as if they have the mentality that we have nothing to prove, so let's just go out there and play. And this reminds me of a very famous England tournament in Euro 1996, when the media were watching and criticising the players, watching them like a hawk. The players had a pre-match tour around Asia, I believe Hong Kong this occurred. And like usual, they were having drinks, getting drunk before the tournament, team building, if you like. And a photographer snuck into the bar and took a photo of the players. Obviously, they were drinking, their drunken antics, and took a photo of what is most famously, maybe the most famous photo, and it's called the dentist chair. And this drinking game was based on the premise that one person sits in the adjustable leaning chair and sticks his mouth open exactly like you would do at the dentist. And then the other players took a bottle of spirits here, I mean hard alcohol, liquor, vodka, whiskey, etc., and poured it into the person in the chair's mouth, who thus had to swallow and drink all the different liquors at once. Obviously, would make you drunk fairly quick. As you can imagine, once these photos were all over the press and newspapers, it gave the players a bad image, and the media were trying to paint them in a bad light. Should the photographer have even been there? Well, I believe that's a discussion for another day. That's journalism for you. Some would say it was good journalism. But long story short, the one who got caught was called Paul Gascoigne, or Gazza, and he actually went on to score probably the goal of the tournament against Scotland and celebrated by laying on the floor on the pitch with his mouth open, and the players ran over, grabbed the water bottle and sprayed it in his mouth, basically replicating the photo which was all over the newspapers. And if you ask me, the most iconic England goal ever scored. What a goal. What a player. I mean, that shall be all from me for today's podcast. Just a small topical podcast to ease back into the content. Appreciate some people will like football, some people will not. That's why I tried to at least give you a bit of historical context or historical moment in today's podcast. So it's very famous and everyone in the UK knows this goal and these events. So I thought it's topical to the Euro. So I thought, why not? I hope everyone enjoyed it. Always please feel free to send me any messages, questions, feedback, comments. Everything's appreciated. And as always, take care.